of the internet, buying and selling one's personal belongings online comes into play. Craigslist is one way for someone to put on the internet something one wants to sell. It is also a way for buyers to search for and find items they would like to purchase. But as any good buyer ought to remember, not everything is as described. Recently, my wife and I chose to use Buffalo Craigslist to look for an apartment in the area. We found a mobile home that fit our price point and went to check it out. Needless to say, we are not renting the mobile home because while the pictures were nice, they did not do justice to the full condition of the mobile home. The item in question was not truly as described. We are frequently bombarded with claims about which we must determine the truth. Because of sin, we human beings deceive each other often. We regularly must sift through falsehood for the truth, which often makes us skeptical. In Jesus' day, things were no different. In our gospel reading, Jesus is telling his disciples about how they will go into the city and find a colt. Okay, easy enough. It would be like today, as if I were to say to you, you could go into downtown Buffalo and find a car. Well, this statement is certainly believable. Jesus also tells his disciples that this colt is one that no one has ever ridden on. Okay, not as simple as the first statement, but it's still believable. Jesus, however, continues by saying and telling the disciples exactly what question they will be asked when they find the colt. This is where the disciples' instincts might have raised flags. How can someone truly know what someone else is going to say? Our text, however, reveals an important and remarkable discovery on the disciples' part. In verse 32, we are told those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. Jesus knew exactly what the disciples would find and how their finding of the colt would transpire. Everything Jesus told his disciples was true. It was just as he said. The disciples may have been convinced, having seen Jesus' words come true firsthand. But for us today, all his words are in the past. Even words spoken about Jesus, in the Old Testament especially, are in the past. It can be a struggle to believe words that promise far greater things than we can imagine, as the Bible so often reports. For the church today especially, marks the beginning of the Advent season, the beginning of the church year. Advent is a time for Christians to reflect upon Christ's first coming in the manger of Bethlehem, and then to look forward to his second coming in glory on the last day. These are both wonderful promises that have plenty of scriptural backing. Our Old Testament reading tells of the promised Savior that will come to save the house of Israel. The New Testament recounts how this promise is fulfilled in the man, Jesus Christ. The second coming, however, is yet to happen. We today did not personally see Jesus fulfill the Old Testament prophecies, and we have yet to see him return. How can we believe his words are true? It may almost seem like purchasing a miracle product from a TV infomercial. The product promises to give us the moon in terms of success, but can it deliver? So many times in real life, it can't. A super sealant only makes more of a mess than it seals. A perfect cooking utensil only adds more dishes and time to clean up. And these are products we may have actually tried. We haven't yet to experience Jesus' promises as his disciples did in the New Testament. Can we believe what Jesus said is true? Dear friends in Christ, we can believe all that was said about Jesus and all that he himself said. Now, we may never experience, at least in this life, the fulfillment of the promises about Jesus in the way of the New Testament that the disciples did. And it's also true that Jesus has yet to return and fulfill his promise to restore all things unto himself. This, however, does not mean that such promises are false. In Jesus, everything is just as he said. The many witnesses to Jesus' fulfillment of things said about him by the prophets of old clearly show how Jesus was the Savior who was promised. Even Jesus himself claimed to be the Messiah who was promised of old. He was just as the prophets had foretold. Our Gospel and so many other places in the other three Gospels report time and again what Jesus said coming to take place. A key promise given in the Gospels was that Jesus would die and after 3 days be raised to life. Hundreds of witnesses after the resurrection can attest to the fact that what Jesus said was true. Though we may not have yet seen the resurrected Jesus with our own eyes, we cannot deny that everything that the prophet said about him and everything that he himself said regarding his life came true. No one in history has ever had so much foretold about him and by him that has come true as Jesus. Jesus' words can be trusted. As brothers and sisters who have been baptized into Christ, we can trust Jesus' word for us in our daily lives. Galatians 3:27 declares that all who have been baptized into Christ are heirs of the promise that Christ himself has given. This promise is for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Yes, it sounds like you were promised the moon, the stars, and even heaven itself. But Jesus can and does deliver. Unlike a promising ad on Craigslist or a miracle product on a TV infomercial, what Jesus promised either already has taken place, that is your redemption, is currently taking place, your sanctification, or will take place, your final resurrection on the last day. Prophecies about him, as well as his own words, have always rung true and will continue to do so until the last day. Promises that Jesus' disciples saw fulfilled with their own eyes are promises that are actually delivered to you and to me through baptism. Though not with our own eyes, but with faith, we know that Jesus' magnificent promises for us of forgiveness of sins, eternal life, are true, just as he said. Just like the disciples Jesus sent out ahead to prepare his coming into Jerusalem as the Messianic King, we have been sent out ahead of Jesus' second coming to bear witness to him. We too have Jesus' true words to us that we can share with others. The task of reaching a world that struggles with deception, things that are not always as they say, is hard. Because of the truth of his words, though, we are challenged to continue believing and bearing witness to Jesus. It is for this reason that St. Paul exhorts the Thessalonians. In our epistle reading, Paul tells Christians and us today to pray constantly and to rely on God to give us strength to increase in love toward others. Paul admonishes us to continue in such a pattern until the day of Jesus' return. As Christians, we are sent out ahead to bear witness to Christ Jesus. We do not go at it alone, though, but in the strength of Christ, who we can rely on and in whom we are baptized. Sent and awaiting Jesus' return, we live out each day knowing Jesus' promises are true for us and all who believe in Him. In this new church year, in this Advent season, we are called to remember Jesus' first coming to us humbly in a manger, and His promised second coming in glory on the last day. As those who have been called and sent by Christ in baptism, we testify to the truth of Jesus and all that He has promised. The world tells us, be careful, especially about what you believe, for what is said may not actually be true. We as Christians, however, can and do know that Jesus' words are true, whether the world chooses to believe or not. Cling to the promise, Christian friends. Jesus will return just as He said. He will not let us down. The end is coming. A triumphant entry into the city. This is what our gospel describes. While this gospel reading is often associated with Palm Sunday at the start of Holy Week before Easter, it is also a very fitting passage for us this Advent season because it gives us an important glimpse and a foretaste to Jesus' second coming. Imagine for a moment you're going about your day as normal. You know and cling to the promises of God's Word and Christ's return, all the while carrying on your daily life. Then it happens. In the blink of an eye, without warning, like a thief in the night, trumpets sound, the earth shakes, you and all those around you are not sure what is happening. Then, Christ, everyone sees Him, descending to earth on a cloud, just as He promised. No words expressed before, now, or ever can say what all true believers are feeling. The hope, the promise to which you and so many have clung, is now directly before your eyes. Christ, right there, to be beheld by all, face to face. This event will take place for all, whether living or dead, just as He said. Today, as we go out into the world bearing witness to Jesus' promises, remember that we have not only been incorporated into these promises through our baptism, but we can definitely know that they are true for us and the world around us because of their author. Jesus Himself has given His Word. His Word is true. His Word will come true. Live each day knowing that Jesus came in a manger to die for you, that He will one day return in glory as He promised to bestow on you full life and glory, just as He said. The gospel, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, is all true, just as He, Jesus, said. Cling to Jesus and His promises this Advent season. Amen. May the peace of God guard your hearts and minds always until the trumpet sounds announcing Jesus' return. Amen.